Welcome to Council Meeting number 29 on Tuesday the 25th of September 2018, and I'm declaring the meeting open at 5:30 p.m. I welcome councillors, management and members of the public in attendance. Welcome you all to the City of Melbourne. We respectfully acknowledge that we are meeting on the traditional land of the Kulin Nation. This place is now known by the name of Melbourne. Melbourne is one of the great multicultural cities of the world and a significant meeting place. For the Kulin Nation, Melbourne has always been an important meeting place and a location for events of a social, educational, sporting and cultural significance. I take this opportunity to notify members of the public that the meeting is being recorded and the audio will be made available on the City of Melbourne website before close of business tomorrow. The unconfirmed minutes of this meeting will also be available on the City of Melbourne's website as soon as practicable. Should you have any queries relating to the conduct of the meeting, the documentation or the submission process, please speak with a member of our council business team after the meeting. I request that all mobile phones be turned to silent for the duration of the meeting. All checked? Good. The agenda this evening comprises three reports from committee, two of which are confidential, and 16 reports from management, eight of which are confidential. So it's a busy night. Apologies have been received by councillors Louis, Oak, Rees and Riley. And as a Collingwood supporter, I can't resist saying that it's so wonderful we have a Victorian team in the grand final this Saturday. Disclosure of conflicts of interest. If any councillor has either a direct or indirect interest as defined in the Local Government Act 1989 in relation to a matter to be considered by council, please disclose the type and nature of your interest prior to consideration of that item. Confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. I call on a councillor to move a resolution adopting the open minutes of Council Meeting number 27 held on Tuesday the 28th of August 2018 and Special Council Meeting number 28 held on Tuesday 4 September 2018. Councillor Wood, Deputy Lord Mayor, thank you. Councillor Pinder is going to second it, but I'm going to put the motion, and all those in favour, please raise your hand. All those in favour. That's unanimous. So I declare that motion carried. Thank you, councillors. Item four, are there any matters arising from the minutes that you wish to discuss or have any queries about this evening? That's a no. Excellent, thank you. There have been no items of correspondence received in accordance with the council's meeting procedures code. Now, before we proceed, does any councillor wish to discuss the confidential status of confidential items 5.2, 5.3, 6.9 to 6.16? Nope. Excellent. Thank you. So proceeding to item five, reports from committee. There is one report from committee for consideration in this open session. It is proposed discontinuance and sale of part of Powell Lane, open bracket CL1012, close bracket Carlton. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? No? Thank you. I then call on a councillor to move the motion. Councillor Leppett, thank you very much. I'm calling on a councillor to second. Deputy Lord Mayor, Councillor Wood, thank you. Would the mover like to speak to the motion?
Briefly, thank you, Lord Mayor. It's a common sense discontinuance and sale of part of Powell Lane in Carlton. This has gone through a statutory process and the Submissions Committee has considered two submissions. I think that report sets out the reasons for this well, and we should be agreeing with the recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Leppett. Would the seconder like to speak to the motion?
I absolutely agree with the mover, and the easements address the concerns of those that objected during the exhibition period. The land will be discontinued and sold to the abutting landowners for $324,000.
Thank you, Councillor Wood. Are there any other speakers to the motion this evening? No? In that case, I'm putting the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. That's unanimous, so I'm declaring that motion carried. Thank you. Now, in this open session, there are 8 reports from management for consideration. The first item, 6.1, is the record of assemblies of councillors. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? No? Thank you. I'm calling on a councillor to move this motion. Deputy Lord Mayor, thank you. And a councillor to second the motion. Councillor Pinder, thank you. Would the mover like to speak to the motion? No. Would the seconder? No. Thank you. I'm then putting the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. Excellent. That is unanimous, and I declare that motion carried. The next item is 6.2, Queen Victoria Market Precinct Renewal Program Reserve Quarterly Report. Would the councillors like a presentation on this item? No, thank you. I am calling on a councillor to move the motion, which is Deputy Lord Mayor Councillor Wood, and a councillor to second that motion. Councillor Leppett, thank you. Would the mover like to speak to the motion?
Very briefly, thanks, Lord Mayor. This is our quarterly report that we receive every quarter, funnily enough, and it shows a reserve balance of $54.396 million. And in the report, we can see the ins and outs. I understand that some councillors are looking at further detail, and we expect to see that in future reports, but I'm happy to recommend the report.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. Would Councillor Leppett like to speak to the motion? No. Are there any other speakers to this motion? No? Good. All right. I'm now going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. That is unanimous. So I declare the motion carried. Thank you. Item 6.3, Schedule of Council and Future Melbourne Committee Meetings for 2019. Would the councillors like a presentation on this motion? Nope. Thank you. I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion. Deputy Lord Mayor, thank you. A councillor to second the motion. Councillor Pinder, thank you. Would the mover like to speak to the motion? No. Would the seconder like to speak to the motion? No. I'm putting the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Thank you. That's unanimous, so I'm declaring that motion carried. 6.4, Community Grants and Partnership Framework. Would the councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? No? Oh, one question. Thank you, Councillor Pinder.
If I could ask Ms. Meinke, two questions, actually. One question, but two parts. How will the City of Melbourne ensure the highest standards will be applied to the assessment of B-Lab and its criteria for certification of B Corps?
Lord Mayor and councillors,
thank you.
I advise that B corporations are part of a local chapter of an international initiative. That initiative certifies the company's entire social environmental performance, that it must be compliant, and it must be built into the company's legal structure. There is a governing body that oversees the standards of each company and is subject to review and question. They need to maintain those standards at all times. In the event that it comes to Council's attention that the B Corporation Global Initiative fails or is not considered to be meeting the requirements that we expect them to, there is opportunity for us to amend our framework and go to an look for an alternative way of making sure that we can continue.
So, Lord Mayor, just another part to that question, and that is, again, on B corporations and the approval of a further 2-year period, having perhaps granted a 2-year funding period. How will we assess compliance, output and integrity of the entity in relation to the funded project?
Lord Mayor and councillors, in that regard, it's no different to any of the other grant recipients. Each year they must provide us with an annual report with their financial reckoning, an assessment against the requirements of Council's objectives and that contract. And should they not be meeting those requirements, we will escalate that and take appropriate action.
Thanks, Angela.
Thanks, Councillor Pinder. Any other questions at this point? Councillor Watts.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. It's just a comment rather than a question. I note in point 4.1
3, reference to that recipients of long-term funding are deemed to be performing satisfactorily, and I'm not quite sure how we can do that, but I would like the language to reflect more than a satisfactory response. I would like somehow to, in future, be able to have the expectation that we would improve the performance, or let's say the recipients would improve performance beyond that which is satisfactory. I understand the way the language works, but I would like that aspiration built in, if at all possible, in future.
Thank you. And your comments will obviously be noted. We haven't even got to the bit where I say, can I have a councillor to move the motion? Are we up to that now? Can I please have a councillor to move the motion? Councillor Pinder, thank you. A councillor to second the motion? Councillor Watts, thank you. Would the mover like to speak to the motion?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. The Community Grants and Partnerships Framework is a truly solid one. I think the revised funding programs have achieved a high standard of renewal and refreshing, as explained by Ms. Meinke in regards to B corporations, the stringent audit requirements to be provided by the entity and the city's acquittal process, or to very quickly flush out any deficiencies or trailing performances as a precursor to becoming eligible for a second round of two-year funding. So I'm happy with that. All in all, a good framework, and look forward to the work on the detailed guidelines for each program, as well as the FAQs, which I think are going to be quite critical to this, because there's a bit of education that's going to be required. And we need to assist the community and the sector in terms of their understanding of some of the changes. And in the words of Richard Branson, we we embark on a program of conscious capitalism where every single business person has the responsibility for taking care of the people and the planet that make up our global village. So well done, team.
Good. And every single council person in the city of Melbourne as well. Good. Would the seconder like to speak to the motion?
I've expressed my views on this. I support my colleagues' comments also.
Thank you. And there's been a lot of work put into this over some time, so well done, everybody. So would anybody else like to speak to the motion? Councillor Leppett.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Can I thank the team as well? We endorsed the new framework in principle at the Future Melbourne Committee some time ago now, and it's great to see that that proposal is more or less intact after the feedback from the community. The two main changes here are common sense, and I support them as well. And similar to the debate that we had at the Future Melbourne Committee, I did just want to note a couple of the changes. It is great that we're including Kensington Town Hall in the CUFTS program now. That has become one of the most important community spaces in the City of Melbourne, and I'm frequently referring organisations to that space now that they know that it's acoustically sound and that there's funding available to them. I think that we can see that space activated a lot more. That's very exciting. And as well, we've increased the as-of-right amount for residents and community groups with that particular mission in their incorporated association from $0 to $1,550. So that is an increase on what the previous community funding policy was, and I think there's been some confusion over that matter, but just to make it very clear, there is now $1,550 as of right, and I'm glad that we can put that issue behind us. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Leppett. Would anybody else like to speak to the motion? No, then I'm going to put it to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. That's unanimous, and so that motion is carried. Thank you. We're now going to move to item 6.5, and I'm going to ask Rob Adams to say a few words to this item.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I'd like to just draw to the Council's attention in the finance statement of this paper. The second sentence says an additional $946,000 that was returned to the Open Space Fund last year was not reallocated. It came to my attention late this afternoon that that is factually incorrect. The money was reallocated. However, that said, I'd like it minuted that we will require that money in the financial year to cover demolition and administrative costs, and we will deal with that through the Capital Works program. And I apologise for that.
Thank you, Rob, and thanks for clarifying those comments coming out of the briefing note that supported this item. I am now going to call on a councillor to move the motion. Deputy Lord Mayor, thank you very much. I'm calling on a councillor to second the motion. Councillor Lee Liu, thank you very much. Would the mover like to speak to the motion?
Thanks, Lord Mayor. Good to get to this stage. Multipro were the best value tenderer, and we've spoken at length about how important the Boyd Park is to South Bank and its residents, so it's great to be at this stage where we're awarding the contract and getting on with the job.
Thank you. Seconder doesn't want to speak to the motion. Would anybody else like to speak to this motion? Nope. Then I'm going to put it to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. All those in favour, that's unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. Thank you, councillors. Item 6.6 on the agenda, recommendation to undertake an expression of interest process to explore options to manage and operate early years education and care within the Carlton Learning Precinct. Would any councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? No, that's good. I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion, Councillor Pinder, and a councillor to second the motion, Councillor Watts. Thank you. Councillor Pinder, would you like to speak to this motion, please?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Lord Mayor, this is a very forward-thinking report. It is one that places, I believe, the city in a position where it can provide the governance framework for a provider through an EOI. Process to become potentially the manager operator of our early years in education and care at the Carlton Learning Precinct and potentially our other new builds as well. So in respect of the EOI, I think it's really good that we can gauge the interest of the sector. I think there are some good providers out there as well, and hopefully we will land, good respondents to the EOI. And these respondents, of course, have to demonstrate their capability, not just for Carlton, the Carlton Learning Precinct, but also with the potential of all the two new builds, Lady Hunting Field and the Munro site. It's a big piece of work, a great outcome in the form of this report as a preparatory step to an EOI process. And so well done to Linda Weatherson, Ali Wastey, Ali Duncan. And I know that they will be all working quite hard to carry this through and bring about some successful results for us.
Good, thank you. Would the seconder like to speak to the motion?
Thank you. Just briefly to say I am interested in this process. I'm very pleased to see that we are in the business of exploring options. In other words, having a look at new ways of operating the services that we provide or manage in the City of Melbourne. So this is a very interesting point in our delivery of community services around family. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other speakers to this motion? I'm just wanting to note that both in terms of the physical precinct and infrastructure there together with the services delivered in the precinct, we really are aiming for something that's quite new and best practice, so something to be supported. So well done, everyone. All right, if there are no other speakers to the motion, I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. That's unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. Thank you. Item 6.7, funding support requests for September 2018. Would any of the councillors like a presentation on this motion? No? Good. I'm calling on a councillor to move this motion. Councillor Pinder, seconded by Councillor Lee Liu. Thank you. Would the mover like to speak to the motion? No. Seconder like to speak to the motion? Thank you. Any other speakers to the motion? No. Great. I'm then going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. That's unanimous, so I'm declaring that carried. Unanimously. 6.8, item 6.8, Queen Victoria Market Committee of Trustees update. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? No, thank you. I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion. I can move the motion. I'm going to move this motion. I'm calling on a councillor to second the motion. Thanks, Councillor Frances Gillie. As we know, since this item first came...
Sorry, Lord Mayor, can we just check to see what motion is being moved?
That was the last motion.
Thank you. There it is.
Thank you. Good. Thank you, Councillor Leppett. As we know, there's been a lot of work done since this item came to Council for approval in July in terms of an overall governance restructure. And I appreciate the work that councillors have put into making sure that we've asked the right questions and explored all of the options. And I thank the team in our executive who have been involved in responding to those and feedback from other bodies to ensure that as we go forward, not only have we been thoughtful in how we put this governance structure together, but that we are putting the organisation in the best situation possible to be able to operate with expanded engagement, but also in an efficient and aligned way. I note that the terms of reference have now been finalised and that we've specified that we will do a full review at 6 months so that we can understand what is working well, what areas we can undertake for improvement. I note that after much discussion, a lot of interest from our councillors, we have proposed two councillors, Councillor Leppett and Councillor Watts, to join the Committee of Trustees at QVM as representatives of the councillors. That I note that in terms of the remainder of the participants, that will come through a process that's run by an expert recruiter who will be considering and now can properly consider the mix of skills, adding our two board members from QVM, myself and our two councillors. We can then look across that broader skill set from those who nominate for the Committee of Trustees and we'll get some recommendations back. We also have, as part of the documents and the terms of reference, an expectation of how the shareholder expectations will operate, which has been a standard document in the past in terms of what's expected from the board. And we've also had the opportunity to look at the structure and how each of the various parts will work together. And I'm really pleased to say that we've had some great prosecution of how that will all work from QVM board members and executive as well. So it's been a real team effort to get to this point. So thank you. Acknowledged and really looking forward to moving forward subject to our decision tonight. Would the seconder like to speak to the motion? Councillor Frances Gillie.
Thank you. Only to say I agree with your comments and we've discussed the Committee of Trustees a lot and it's great that it's going ahead. I just wanted to thank both Councillor Watts and Councillor Leppett for their willingness to step on the committee. Obviously there's going to be considerable work there and thank you for representing us and I'm sure you'll do that very well.
Thank you, Councillor Frances Gillie. Would anybody else like to speak to this motion this evening? Councillor Pinder?
Lord Mayor, thanks. The critical point here too, I think, is the 6-month review that will ensure that the committee provides the highest level of strategic advice on QVM matters. I'd just like to say, you know, Councillor Watts' wide-ranging expertise in academic and academia and business will make for a significant contribution to the Committee of Trustees, while Councillor Leppett's extensive knowledge of heritage principles and values will be a tremendous asset. And we all know that both councillors are renowned for their hard work and discipline, and coupled with your strong work ethic, Lord Mayor, I think it will bring about huge gains. So good outcome.
Thank you, Councillor Pinder. Are there any other speakers to this motion? Councillor Watts.
Just very simply to say this is very pleasing indeed that Council has decided to move in this new direction. I think it points to our preparedness as a Council to consider various ways that our very dear Queen Victoria Market can advance in the future. It's been going through a time that has been fraught, and I'm confident, certainly optimistic, that the new structure will assist with this, and very pleased to find the six-month clause in there. We can have a very good look, an independent review of the way the next 6 months of the new structure pans out.
Thank you, Councillor Watts. Any other speakers to this motion this evening? Good. Well, I'm now going to put this motion to the vote. All those in favour of this motion, please raise your hand. That's unanimous. Woohoo. Well done, everybody. I can declare that motion carried. This leads us to general business, and there are no items of general business for consideration in the open session. So we are able to move to urgent business. Are there any items of proposed urgent business this evening, councillors? No? All right. Then we're going to be able to move on to closure of this part of the meeting, the open meeting. I call on a councillor to move the motion displayed on the screen to close the meeting to the public to consider items of confidential business. Deputy Lord Mayor has moved the motion. I'm looking for somebody to second that motion. Thanks, Councillor Lee Lu. I now put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. All those in favour, thank you. And that was unanimous, so I'm declaring the motion carried. Thank you. So I wish to thank all members of the public who are here this evening, even disheartened Tiger fans, and I thank you for your interest and attendance, and I declare the open meeting closed to the public at 5:57 p.m.